I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's mostly cloudy, 45 degrees. KSL's top story. Where are the students going? Newly released data shows a huge drop in the number of students enrolled in the Salt Lake City School District, especially in the elementary schools. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The latest data from the Salt Lake City School District shows there are just over 20,700 students enrolled now. 2 years ago, there were over 23,000 students. So what caused this drop? Analysts aren't sure yet, but fewer students generally means less funding.
You have a drop in enrollment. It impacts everything within that school.
Utah Board of Education Data and Statistics Coordinator Aaron Bruff says it's too soon to know if this kind of drop is truly out of the ordinary, although other districts tell KSL they're not seeing a similar trend. But Bruff says there was another big change last year because of the pandemic.
A number of students did enroll in online programs.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Enrollment drops are a trend we're seeing nationwide. Census Bureau data shows the nation's education system was dropped by about 3 million students from 2019 through 2020. It marks the lowest level of school enrollment for those under 35 years old in over 20 years. A warrant has been issued in the murder of Latina radio host Gabby Ramos. Taylorsville police say 34-year-old Manuel Perea, Ramos' ex-fiance, is now wanted in connection with her murder. She was shot and killed in her home early Sunday morning. A congressional committee voting at this hour on whether to hold a former presidential advisor in contempt. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, in breaking news, the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol voting in the last few minutes to hold former President Trump's advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress. The committee chair, Representative Benny Thompson, says it's the committee's responsibility to get a full counting of what happened on January 6th and its cause, and he says Bannon is not exempt from the subpoena or the law.
The rule of law remains under attack right now. If there are no accountability for these abuses, if there are different sets of rules for different types of people, then our democracy is in serious trouble.
Thompson says the resolution will now go to the House for its approval before being sent to the Justice Department for action. Bannon has cited President Trump's claims of executive privilege to defy the subpoena to appear and to provide information. Another defeat today for opponents of COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The Supreme Court will not stand in the way of a vaccine mandate in Maine. The High Court this afternoon declined to hear the emergency appeal over a mandate imposed on healthcare workers. It's the first time the Supreme Court has weighed in on a statewide mandate. U.S. officials are working with Haitian authorities to rescue 17 missionaries, including 16 American citizens who were kidnapped in Haiti. Police say a gang known for its brazen abductions and killings kidnapped the group on Saturday. ABC News spoke to Father Jean Million, a Haitian priest who was kidnapped by the gang back in April and held for 20 days before being freed.
The message I have for them is not to be impatient there.
The gang is asking for $1 million in ransom for each hostage. Five of those hostages are children. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A plane load of Houston Astros fans headed to Boston for tonight's playoff game never got more than a few feet off the ground. The wreckage of the jetliner sits at the end of the runway at a small airport outside Houston.
Three crew members and 18 passengers, including a 10-year-old, were on board the private jet when it began its takeoff roll at Houston Executive Airport.
The actual airplane rolled down the runway, struck an actual fence, and from there became disabled.
After crossing a road and stopping in a field, the jet burst into flames. But Texas DPS Sergeant Stephen Woodward says that only two people were slightly hurt, and for that...
This is a good day. This is actually a day of celebration for a lot of people.
Federal investigators will look for the cause of the crash. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Congressman Chris Stewart is concerned about a ransom demand made by a gang of kidnappers in Haiti. They kidnapped 17 American and Canadian missionaries visiting an orphanage. Now they're demanding $17 million ransom.
I don't think they should pay ransom. That should always be our policy. It endangers everyone else if we do.
The congressman told David Dejanovic the U.S. policy should change around the world to show these kidnappers and any others the U.S. won't tolerate demands and will bring all the power of the U.S. government to retrieve its citizens. KSL News Time 605, a former BYU student will be on the season premiere of The Bachelorette tonight. 33-year-old Garrett Ada will be looking for a rose for Michelle Young, this season's Bachelorette. Ada is from Salt Lake City and is the CEO of a tech company called Dark Energy. KSL News Time 605. Ricky, I know you'll be watching that.
Yeah, I might be able to squeeze that in tonight.
What's going on in the roads?
We've got a nasty drive in Utah County. It's due to this crash in American Fork, northbound I-15 at 50s. It's been blocking a couple of left lanes of traffic at the shoulder. They're trying to open up that HOV lane, but you've got a lot of vehicles involved in this, and so you do have delays through Linden and now almost back to Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I mean, maybe she'll find eternal love on
I
The
Bachelorette.
I wish
her all the best.
Right? My minute of news is on the way next on KSL.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.